Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Policy where they hold back the good returns in the good years in order to pay it out in the bad years and supposedly smooth your investment. But that just hasn't really worked in practice, has it, Michelle?
No, it hasn't. I mean, particularly as insurance companies are setting bonus rates based on commercial considerations as well as returns. So a lot of people have found that the smoothing policy on with-profits contracts hasn't happened. So they might get a quote 1 year, and then a year later when they encash their policy, they have a very severe reduction in the value of their policy called a market value reduction factor. So I think people are generally disappointed. In fact, the survey that you referred to, we found that over 75% of customers of with-profits bonds are dissatisfied with their investments.
Mm. So the question is, why aren't more people getting out? It's because they have restrictions on when they can get out, isn't it?
A lot of people are not wishing to encash their with-profit bond because of the market value reduction factor. However, a lot of them are unaware that on the 10th anniversary of their bond, they could find that they have on one day an opportunity to encash their bond with no market value reduction factor applying. Mm. The vast majority of people are unaware of that, and hence really we're trying to give some publicity to that fact, because the insurance company won't necessarily remind them that they could exit their policy with no market value reduction factor applying.
Right, the insurance company is under no obligation to tell anyone about this, which is handy for them, I suppose.
No, bonds are open-ended contracts, so of course they are not obliged to remind the investors that there is this opportunity. And really, from an overall point of view, investors should be looking at their with-profit contracts. A lot of these were bought 10 years ago when the funds were invested, you know, up to 70% in equities. Now, with-profit funds typically only have 30% in equities. So people should have a completely different expectation of the investment returns they're likely to achieve. And so for that reason, they should be reviewing their contract, especially now, because if they have hit the 10-year anniversary, well, they're just about.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.